والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. الله أكبر. سمي الله الحمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمي الله الحمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمي الله الحمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Allahu akbar. Sami Allah hamida. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Just two announcements. The first announcement is that we have parking here across the street. The church kindly asked us not to park in their parking lot, but there's a parking lot that they also own that's two doors down next to the laundromat. It has about 70 spots in it. There's a gate. The gate is open. You guys could park there. And secondly, please to finish your water and throw your water bottles out. And if you don't finish your water, take it home. Jazakallah khair.
قوموا إلى صلاتكم. اللهم أحسن وقوفنا بين يديك، اللهم لا تخزنا يوم لا رد عليك يا رب العالمين. وجه قلوبكم إلى الله وصلوا صلاة مودع. اللهم تقبل منا الصيام والقيام وصالح الأعمال يا رب العالمين. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم، وكان الله سميعا عليما. إن تبدوا خيرا أو تخفوه أو تعفوا عن سوء فإن الله كان عفوا قديرا. إن الذين يكفرون بالله ورسله ويريدون أن يفرقوا بين الله ورسله ويقولون نؤمن ببعض ونكفر ببعض ويريدون أن يتخذوا بين ذلك سبيلا، أولئك هم الكافرون حقا، وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا. والذين آمنوا بالله ورسله ولم يفرقوا بين أحد منهم أولئك سوف يؤتيهم أجورهم، وكان الله غفورا رحيما. يسألك أهل الكتاب أن تنزل عليهم كتابا من السماء، فقد سألوا موسى أكبر من ذلك فقالوا أرنا الله جهرة فأخذتهم الصاعقة بظلمهم، ثم اتخذوا العجل من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات فعفونا عن ذلك وآتينا موسى سلطانا مبينا. ورفعنا فوقهم الطور بميثاقهم وقلنا لهم ادخلوا الباب سجدا وقلنا لهم لا تعدوا في السبت، وأخذنا منهم ميثاقا غليظا. الله. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. فبما نقضهم ميثاقهم وكفرهم بآيات الله وقتلهم الأنبياء بغير حق وقولهم قلوبنا غلف بل طبع الله عليها بكفرهم فلا يؤمنون إلا قليلا وبكفرهم وقولهم على مريم بهتانا عظيما وقولهم إنا قتلنا المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم وإن الذين اختلفوا فيه لفي شك منه ما لهم به من علم إلا اتباع الظن وما قتلوه يقينا بل رفعه الله إليه وكان الله عزيزا حكيما وإن من أهل الكتاب إلا ليؤمنن به قبل موته ويوم القيامة يكون عليهم شهيدا فبظلم من الذين هادوا حرمنا عليهم طيبات أحلت لهم وبصدهم عن سبيل الله كثيرا وأخذهم الربا وقد نهوا عنه وأكلهم أموال الناس بالباطل وأعتدنا للكافرين منهم عذابا أليما لكن الراسخون في العلم منهم والمؤمنون يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك والمقيمين الصلاة والمؤتون الزكاة والمؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر أولئك سنؤتيهم أجرا عظيما.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
الضالين آمين. إنا أوحينا إليك كما أوحينا إلى نوح والنبيين من بعده وأوحينا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وعيسى وأيوب ويونس وهارون وسليمان وآتينا داود زبورا ورسلا قد قصصناهم عليك من قبل ورسلا لم نقصصهم عليك وكلم الله موسى تكليما رسلا مبشرين ومنذرين لئلا يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد الرسل وكان الله عزيزا حكيما لكن الله يشهد بما أنزل إليك أنزله بعلمه والملائكة يشهدون وكفى بالله شهيدا إن الذين كفروا وصدوا عن سبيل الله قد ضلوا ضلالا بعيدا إن الذين كفروا وظلموا لم يكن الله ليغفر لهم ولا ليهديهم طريقا إلا طريق جهنم خالدين فيها أبدا وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم الرسول بالحق من ربكم فآمنوا خيرا لكم وإن تكفروا فإن لله ما في السماوات والأرض وكان الله عليما حكيما سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم ولا تقولوا على الله إلا الحق إنما المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه فآمنوا بالله ورسله ولا تقولوا ثلاثة انتهوا خيرا لكم إنما الله إله واحد إنما الله إله واحد سبحانه أن يكون له ولد له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكفى بالله وكيلا لن يستنكف المسيح أن يكون عبدا لله ولا الملائكة المقربون ومن يستنكف عن عبادته ويستكبر فسيحشرهم إليه جميعا فأما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فيوفيهم أجورهم ويزيدهم من فضله وأما الذين استنكفوا واستكبروا فيعذبهم عذابا أليما ولا يجدون لهم من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم برهان من ربكم وأنزلنا إليكم نورا مبينا فأما الذين آمنوا بالله واعتصموا به فسيدخلهم في رحمة منه وفضل ويهديهم إليه صراطا مستقيما سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We start off by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending our peace and blessings upon our master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us ikhlas and qabool, sincerity and acceptance. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us istiqama, steadfastness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people of the masjid. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the Qur'an the most intimate friend of ours. We ask Allah to make the Qur'an the light of our seeing and our hearing and the light of our hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who return to Him this Ramadan with a sincere repentance. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who leave this Ramadan with a clean slate, with our sins forgiven. Because the one that leaves Ramadan with a clean slate, with his sins forgiven, is a winner. And the one who leaves Ramadan without a clean slate is not a winner. He's رغم أنفٍ. His nose is in the dirt, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. رغم أنف امرئ أدرك رمضان ولم يغفر له. Let his nose be put in the dirt. He is a loser. The one that witnesses Ramadan and his sins are not forgiven. Ramadan is the best time of the year to turn to Allah. Ramadan is the best time of the year to achieve Jannah. With that being said, we are continuing our Quranic journey with our beloved Sheikh Ali. We reach Surah An-Nisa. Surah An-Nisa is the fourth chapter of the Quran. It's called An-Nisa, the chapter of the woman. It speaks about the low class of society. And it has a lot of laws and regulations in it. And it's a very beautiful surah. It's a Madani surah. It's a Madani surah as well. It's actually longer than Surah Ali Imran by a page or two. It's an extremely beautiful surah. And I had collected a couple of ayahs that I wanted to reflect on. But we're going to put a pause on our daily Quranic reflections because we have a pressing khatira that we would like to speak about today instead of the Quranic reflections. And that is that one of our community members, one of our sons in our community, his father actually comes here for Taraweeh. Usually his father comes here for Taraweeh. His name is Ahmed Saleh. He passed away about 3 days ago in a tragic accident. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong, and to Him we will ultimately return. Jazakallah khair. This brother said it because he has iman. It's the first thing that comes out of the believer's mouth. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Those who, when they're afflicted by a calamity, their response is إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Those people that when they're afflicted by a calamity, their response is a response of iman and rida. Iman and rida and taslim, acceptance of Allah's decree, being pleased with Allah, in complete submission to Allah's plan. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. They have praises from their Lord, salawat from Allah, and rahmah and mercy from their Lord. وَأُولَٰئِكَ, and they are the truly rightly guided people. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمَ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And indeed, they are the truly rightly guided people. Who is the truly rightly guided individual? The truly rightly guided person is the one that he responds to calamities with sabr, taslim, and rida. He responds to a calamity with patience, endurance, forbearance, not jazer, not saying why me, not saying why. No, acceptance. Showing acceptance by saying the statement, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. To Allah we belong, and to Allah we will ultimately return. Being struck by any calamity, whether it's loss of life, loss of wealth, loss of business, loss of a job, loss of a relationship, how does the believer, the mu'min, respond to a tragic incident? The believer, the one whose heart is connected to Allah, he's reminded that Allah is in control of everything in the world. It's a difficult thing to do. It's not easy. But this is made by harvesting, by plantation of iman, Quran, salah, zakah, sawm. When you perform these acts of worship, when you're constantly performing acts of worship, you're in this da'irat al-iman, you're in the circle of iman, your heart has Allah in it. You're a person of taqwa, you're a person of sabr, you're a person of salah, zakah, hajj. When you have iman, when Allah is on your mind and in your heart, your response is natural. Your response is natural. To Allah we belong, and to Him we return. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna sabra 'inda sadmat al-ula. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was passing by a woman one time, and she was weeping and wailing over her son's grave. He told her, "Relax." She said, "Darka anni." She goes, "Leave me alone, for you did not go through what I'm going through, and you don't know what I'm going through." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest person to ever walk the steps, the face of the earth, the most merciful of the merciful, the most humble of the humble, the greatest man with the greatest etiquette ever. He didn't respond to her saying, "Who are you? Do you know who you're speaking to?" Because nowadays when someone has a nice suit, if someone speaks bad to him, "Ente bitkalam min ya basha?" If someone is a high in status in this dunya, and God forbid you say something to him, "Who are you talking to? Do you know who I am?" And sahab sharikah. I own a company and I own this business. I'm a lawyer. I'm a doctor. Who are you? Who are you to speak to me? The Prophet ﷺ was the prophet of God, receiving revelation from Jibreel. No better status than him. The greatest man to ever walk the face of the earth. Did he tell her, who are you speaking to? I'm the prophet of God. How dare you? Come. Cut her head off? No, man. No. He left her because he realized she was grieving. He realized she was going through a tough time. And he had a merciful heart and he had hikmah and wisdom. وَمَن يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And whomsoever was granted wisdom, whomsoever was granted this notion of wisdom, knowing when to say something and how to say something, knowing when to react to a situation, knowing when to stay quiet, wisdom. Not everyone has wisdom. Allah, he says, and whomsoever was gifted wisdom, فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. He was gifted the greatest of all goods. فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ. He was gifted خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا, a lot of great. وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And no one takes heed except for the people of intellect and the people with working brains. And no one recognizes this or understands this except the person with a working brain. Going back to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he leaves her because he sees she's going through difficulty. He goes back to his house. And then they say to her, do you not know who that was? That was the Prophet of God. How dare you? What's wrong with you? Why are you talking to him like that? She felt bad. She was humble as well. She said, oh my God, let me go apologize. So she went to his house. And in the hadith, it mentions this detail that till today I find astonishing. This in the hadith, it mentions this detail. It says, and she goes to his house and she didn't find any guards at his house. He's a humble individual, the Prophet ﷺ, living like everyone else lives. He doesn't have to have 16 security cameras and 3 dogs and security guards to come guard him because he's a person of justice and a person of God. He has no fear of the people. He's with the people. She goes and she calls out to him, oh, messenger of God, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was you. And he just responded to her with one nice, beautiful response. He said, إِنَّ الصَّبْرَ عِنْدَ صَدْمَةُ الْأُولَى. He goes and he teaches her this lesson that she'll never forget ever. He doesn't say, oh, how dare you yell at me, nothing. No. He goes, no, my dear woman, indeed patience is at the first instance of adversity. Indeed patience is when you first get hit. Exerting patience in a trial or a calamity or a difficulty is when you first get hit. When you first get in an accident, man, boom, bah, boom, bah, boom, everything comes out your mouth. Mother, the mu'min, he gets in a car accident, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا لِهِ رَجْعُونَ لَا إِلَّهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ حَسْبِي اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ حَسْبِي اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. See where your tongue is. Because the first thing to come out your tongue is a reflection on your heart. If your heart is in a good area, if your heart is in a good state, what's going to come out of your tongue immediately? لا إله إلا الله حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل بسم الله الله أكبر الله الله. Not boop, 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 beep, beep, beep. May Allah protect us. Yeah? What happens when you get hit by calamity? You go and astaghfirullah, may Allah protect us. Many people, they cope with wrong things. May Allah protect us and grant us iman. Getting hit by calamity, tragic event, something happens to me, big problem in my life. Do I go to the bar? Do I go buy lottery tickets? Do I go smoke a pack of cigarettes? Do I go take drugs? No, the Muslim, he, at this instance, this is where your iman comes in. The first instance, the first hit of the trial, the mu'min goes and he turns to Allah, he turns to salah, he turns to patience. He exerts forbearance. He doesn't go out and do bad things. He exerts forbearance and he turns to Allah at this difficult time. When you do this, you're gifted a raising of your ranks because patience is not easy. Wallahi, it's fascinating because patience is to do nothing. Patience is to not react. Patience is to habsun nafs. It's to hold your soul. It's to hold your body. وَعَدَمْ الْجَزَعِ. And not to show discomfort and not to go crazy. That's what patience is. Patience is to do nothing. You know how hard it is to do nothing when you're angered? Doing nothing and holding yourself. When you're angered is the hardest thing in the world. I speak to myself first. When someone cuts me off, I want to go and punch the window. No. La ilaha illallah. Be patient. Be patient. Patience is very difficult. Holding yourself is difficult. Siyam, Ramadan, they come in to teach the mu'min discipline, to teach the mu'min patience. There's no greater teacher than the teacher of Ramadan. The teacher of Ramadan comes to teach the believer discipline and patience. How do you be patient? The definition for fasting Islamically is al-imsaku naharan. عن الطعام والشراب, from daytime to hold off, to abstain from eating and drinking and desires. From daytime, from the طلوع الفجري إلى غروب الشمسي. To not give in to eating, drinking, or the other thing in the daytime hours. To hold off, to abstain. And the definition of sabr, patience, is habsun nafs. To to hold yourself. They are the same thing. They go hand in hand. So now we go through a daily Ramadan, a daily day in Ramadan. Every day in Ramadan, we're holding ourselves from eating and drinking and sexual desires. Holding ourselves back, holding ourselves back. This is all patience and discipline. You know, the Muslim is a very disciplined person. Think about the psychology of the Muslim. He's different. He goes to school like everyone else goes to school. He goes to work like everyone else goes to work. He goes and he's out in dunya like everyone else is out in dunya, but he's different because he's doing something different. He's praying and he's fasting and he's trying to be good and trying to speak upright. Yani, what makes the fasting person different than the non-fasting person? He's not eating and he's not drinking. He's holding himself back. This is all discipline. This is all discipline. You go and you speak to a non-Muslim in Ramadan, he says, oh, have a drink or have a water, or why are you not eating lunch, bro? It's a fourth period lunch. What's wrong with you, Ahmed or Umar or Ahmed or Muhammad? Beautiful names. You go, oh, I'm fasting. You go, what's that? What's that? You say, I don't eat and drink because God commanded me to do so. When you fast, you become strong and disciplined. It's different. You don't have to always give in. So I just wanted to say, we were today at the janazah of our dear brother Ahmed Saleh. May Allah have mercy on him. May Allah illuminate his grave. May Allah make any shortcomings he had be forgiven. May Allah raise his status in Jannah. He passed away as he was fasting. May his fasting intercede for him on the Day of Judgment. May his fasting be a light for him in his grave. Observations from going to this janazah. I was shocked, you know, Bismillah, mashallah. You know, sometimes as an imam, we go to a lot of janazahs. Sometimes you go to a janazah, there's 10 people, 15 people, 20 people. Sometimes you go, there's a lot of people. Wallahi, this is the biggest janazah I ever attended in my life. Wallahi, this is the biggest janazah I ever attended in my life. And it's on Friday, on the day of Jum'ah, in Ramadan. Yani, it's sacredness upon sacredness upon sacredness. It's amazing. On the way here to give the khutbah here, I have to pass Masjid al-Nasr. Coming from my house to here, I have to pass Masjid al-Nasr, the Circassian Mosque on Oldham Road. As I was passing Masjid al-Nasr, I lived here my whole life. I've never seen Masjid al-Nasr that busy in my life. I think that was the record for Masjid al-Nasr. The cars were parked up until Preakness Avenue. That's 2.5 miles down. Masjid al-Nasr is at Hamburg Turnpike and Oldham. Basically, Preakness Ave is 2.5 miles down. The cars were parked all the way up to Preakness Ave, and I came here 20 minutes early for my khutbah. I said, subhanAllah, in my head, I'm just thinking to myself, I got to change my khutbah now. I got to talk about remembrance of death, but it was too late. I was thinking to myself, what happened? Like, who is this kid? SubhanAllah. I'm thinking to myself, SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. What is the janazah? Then I come here, I give the khutbah, and I immediately go out to catch the janazah in the graveyard. Wallahi, when I got there, they didn't even get there yet. The people from the janazah, they didn't even get there yet, and there was nowhere to park. Then they got there, and they had to park all the way down, all the way down. I've never seen a bigger janazah in my life. When you pass away, you either leave a good memory, a good legacy, or a bad memory and a bad legacy. You want to strive every single day. Remind yourself every day that this may be the last day I live on earth, so I leave a good legacy. In order to leave a good legacy, you have to be a person of Islam and Iman. That's why every Friday we say, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tumutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Oh, you have believed, fear Allah, be cognizant and aware of Allah as you should be, and do not die and do not pass away except in a state of Islam. Do not die except a Muslim. In order to pass away in a state of Islam, in order to pass away a Muslim, you have to be a Muslim in your daily life. You have to have Allah in your daily life. You have to be steadfast and consistent on this. How does the person in Hajj and Umrah pass away in Hajj and Umrah? So many people, they take a picture of the guy dying in sujood. How does the person die in sujood? Yani, one day he came out of the whole days of his life, he came and he prayed salah and he died? No, brother, this was his life. His life was wudu, salah, wudu, salah. His whole life he was saving up money to go to Hajj, and Allah granted him the greatest death in Hajj. This was not by chance. This was calculated meticulously by Allah in his Lawh al-Mahfuz, that my slave is going to be consistent with his ibadah, and he's going to get a good ending. So my conclusion that I drew for myself and my life and my experiences is that Ahmed Saleh had a very, very good secret with Allah. You know, we all have shortcomings. We all are not perfect, you know? You know, we are not perfect. We all have shortcomings. But there was probably something he did for Allah to facilitate this humongous janazah. So then they brought his body and they buried him and they put the dirt on him. And they asked me to give a few words, and I just kept saying to myself, oh, Ahmed, what is the secret that you have between you and Allah? What is the secret that you have between you and Allah for Allah to write his acceptance on you in this way? For the janazah to have 2,000 people and the janazah in the maqbara to have 600, 800 people. I said, what is it that you have between you and Allah? This is not by chance. This is meticulously planned, daqiq. ثُمَّ جِئْتَ عَلَىٰ قَدْرٍ يَا مُوسَىٰ.
Allah, he tells Musa, then you come exactly when I want you to come to Sinai to speak to me on the burning bush, exactly when you're meant to come. Exactly, meticulously from Allah. And this large amount of people coming to a janazah is a good sign. It's a good sign. أَنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ اللَّهِ فِي الْأَرْضِ The Prophet, he told his companions, when they were speaking good about someone that passed away, he said, you were the visionaries and you were the witnesses of Allah on this earth. But they were speaking good. He said, yeah, wajabat alayhi al-jannah. He's written, Jannah is written for him, check mark, Jannah. Because you were the witnesses for Allah on earth. You're all speaking good of him. You're all saying he's a good person. This means he's good. Because a believing group of people doesn't, they don't come together on something false. He said, wajabat alayhi al-jannah. Jannah has been written wajib for him. If Allah loves his slave, he writes acceptance on him. If Allah loves you, this is the greatest gift in the world. We love Allah, we want Allah to love us back. And how do you receive Allah's love? By coming close to him with fara'id and nawafil. By coming close to him, by upholding his obligations. And doing sunan, doing extra acts. That's how Allah loves you. If Allah loves you, he writes acceptance on you and he calls out to the angels of the heavens. And he goes, I have loved so and so, so love him. And he tells the angels to love you. And the angels, they listen and they love you. Then he tells the angels to tell the inhabitants of the earth, the inhabitants of the dunya, I love so and so, so love him. Allah loved him, so love him. So he writes acceptance among the khalq, amongst the creation of Allah. Amongst the creation, acceptance and written, and then you see people they love and they flock to you. This janazah is a sign of Allah's love for this individual. May Allah have mercy on him. After I spoke, his father took the mic and his father was crying. And he said, the Shaykh kept asking, what secret do you have between you and Allah, O Ahmed? I'll tell you all the secret because I'm his father. I'll tell you all the secret because I'm his father. I know what secret he had. So he gave us the gift so we could take a lesson, so we could learn. He said, wallahi, my son Ahmed, every single time he left the house, bila istithna, with no exceptions, every time he left the house, he used to go to his mother's hand and kiss it and say, mother, I'm sorry, forgive me, I love you, be pleased with me. And he said he would come to me as well and he would tell me, father, I love you, I'm sorry, forgive me. Because he has shortcomings, but he's not perfect, but he acknowledges his parents. Birr al-walidain is the greatest secret, cheat code to make it to Jannah. Being good to your mother and father is the greatest secret cheat code to make it to Jannah. You know the Prophet, when we said that the one who Ramadan came to him and he doesn't make it to Jannah, he's a loser. The next thing he said is, whomsoever has a father or mother alive, whomsoever has a father or mother alive at old age and he doesn't make it to Jannah, he's a loser. Two easiest ways for Jannah, Ramadan and having a father or a mother that's alive. Being good to your parents. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, let the person who does all the good in the world, let him do everything he wants. He's going to Jannah. He's going to Jahannam if he's bad to his mother and father. And let the person who does all the bad in the world go to Jannah if he's good to his mother and father. The best way to receive that happiness and mercy from Allah is being good to your parents. Islam comes to us with concepts and boundaries. We don't have no such thing as, oh, I don't like my dad, I don't like my mom. Who cares what you like, brother? Your mother and father have a virtue over you no matter what. Your mother and father have a virtue over you no matter what. We're a Muslim. We hold on to our religion. We give respect to our mother and father. Many people, they come and they say that they have issues with their mother and dad and their mother and dad are mean to them. It's okay. No one is perfect. We understand that. But you have to have a baseline of goodness to your parents. No matter what, no matter how bad they are, you have to be good to your parents. Being good to your parents is the number one way you enter Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on Ahmed Saleh, to raise his ranks in Jannah, to forgive him of his shortcomings, to illuminate his grave with light, to make his grave a garden from the gardens of paradise, to grant him the highest levels of Jannah, to grant him the companionship of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his family and his companions. We ask Allah to make us of those who take heed and act upon what we hear. We ask Allah to make us of those who have hearts that are alive and not heedless. We ask Allah to make us of those who are good to our parents. We ask Allah to make us of those who are good to our parents. We ask Allah to make us of those who, when we pass away, our parents are pleased with us. We ask Allah to make us of those who, when we pass away, our parents are pleased with us. We ask Allah to not let us leave this Ramadan except with an accepted tawbah and repentance and a clean slate. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima kathira.
Allahu akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يستفتونك قل الله يفتيكم في الكلالة إن امرؤ هلك ليس له ولد وله أخت فلها نصف ما ترك وهو يرثها إن لم يكن لها ولد فإن كانت اثنتين فلهما الثلثان مما ترك وإن كانوا إخوة رجالا ونساء فللذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين يبين الله لكم أن تضلوا والله بكل شيء عليم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوفوا بالعقود أحلت لكم بهيمة الأنعام إلا ما يتلى عليكم غير محل الصيد وأنتم حرم إن الله يحكم ما يريد. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تحلوا شعائر الله ولا الشهر الحرام ولا الهدي ولا القلائد ولا آمين البيت الحرام يبتغون فضلا من ربهم ورضوانا وإذا حللتم فاصطادوا ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم أن صدوكم عن المسجد الحرام أن تعتدوا وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان واتقوا الله إن الله شديد العقاب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. حرمت عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل لغير الله به والمنخنقة والموقوذة والمتردية والنطيحة وما أكل السبع إلا ما ذكيتم وما ذبح على النصب وأن تستقسموا بالأزلام ذلكم فسق. اليوم يئس الذين كفروا من دينكم فلا تخشوهم واخشون. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا فمن اضطر في مخمصة غير متجانف لإثم فإن الله غفور رحيم. يسألونك ماذا أحل لهم؟ قل أحل لكم الطيبات وما علمتم من الجوارح مكلبين تعلمونهن مما علمكم الله فكلوا مما أمسكن عليكم واذكروا اسم الله عليه واتقوا الله إن الله سريع الحساب. اليوم أحل لكم الطيبات وطعام الذين أوتوا الكتاب حل لكم وطعامكم حل لهم والمحصنات من المؤمنات والمحصنات من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم والمحصنات من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم إذا آتيتموهن أجورهن محصنين غير مسافحين محصنين غير مسافحين ولا متخذي أخدان ومن يكفر بالإيمان فقد حبط عمله وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين.
الله
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين وإن كنتم جنبا فاطهروا وإن كنتم مرضى أو على سفر أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط أو لامستم النساء فلم تجدوا ماء فتيمموا صعيدا طيبا فامسحوا بوجوهكم وأيديكم منه ما يريد الله ليجعل عليكم من حرج ولكن يريد ليطهركم
ولكن يريد ليطهركم وليتم نعمته عليكم لعلكم تشكرون واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم وميثاقه الذي واثقكم به إذ قلتم سمعنا وأطعنا واتقوا الله إن الله عليم بذات الصدور يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين لله شهداء بالقسط شهداء بالقسط ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم مغفرة وأجر عظيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ هم قوم أن يبسطوا إليكم أيديهم فكف أيديهم عنكم واتقوا الله وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
إن شاء الله we're going to pay shafa and witr الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمي الله الحميد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين الله أكبر سمي الله الحميد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. صلاة الوتر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله الحمد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في الأولين وفي الآخرين وفي الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم إنا نستعينك ونستقدرك ونتوب إليك ونؤمن بك ونتوكل عليك ونثني عليك الخير كله، نشكرك ولا نكفرك، ونخلع ونترك من يفجرك. اللهم إياك نعبد، ولك نصلي ونسجد، وإليك نسعى ونحفد، نرجو رحمتك ونخشى عذابك، إن عذابك الجد بالكفار ملحق. اللهم اهدنا في من هديت، وعافنا في من عافيت، وتولنا في من توليت، وبارك اللهم فيما أعطيت، وقنا واصرف عنا برحمتك شر ما قضيت، إنك تقضي بالحق ولا يقضى عليك، إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت، تباركت ربنا وتعاليت، نستغفرك من جميع الذنوب والخطايا ونتوب إليك. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا، واجعل الجنة هي دارنا وقرارنا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا. اللهم إنا عبيدك، بنو عبيدك، بنو إمائك، نواصينا بيدك، ماض فينا حكمك، عدل فينا قضاؤك. نسألك اللهم بكل اسم هو لك سميته به نفسك، أو أنزلته في كتابك، أو علمته أحدا من خلقك، أو استأثرت بها في علم الغيب عندك،
أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا ونور صدورنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن، اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن، اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن، واجعله لنا نورا وهدى ورحمة، واجعله لنا نورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم إنا نسألك في هذا الشهر المبارك، في هذا الوقت المبارك، أن تكون مع إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة. اللهم كن معهم، اللهم أيدهم على عدوك وعدوهم، اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا مؤزرا. اللهم مدهم بجنودك، ولا يعلم جنود ربك إلا هو. اللهم انصرهم على القوم الكافرين، اللهم انصرهم على القوم الظالمين، اللهم انصرهم على الصهاينة الغاصبين المحتلين. اللهم اهلك الصهاينة كما أهلكت عادا وثمود. اللهم أرسل عليهم ريحا صرصرا عاتية، اللهم أرسل عليهم ريحا صرصرا عاتية. اللهم اقذف الرعب في قلوبهم، اللهم اقذف الرعب في قلوبهم. اللهم زلزل الأرض من تحت أقدامهم، اللهم زلزل الأرض من تحت أقدامهم. اللهم لا ترفع لهم راية ولا تحقق لهم غاية، واجعلهم لمن خلفهم عبرة وآية. اللهم اضرب الظالمين بالظالمين، وأخرجنا من بين أيديهم سالمين. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى، اللهم حرر فلسطين والمسجد الأقصى. اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى، اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى. اللهم يا شافي اشفي مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. وصل الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.